our meeting starting at 5:40 p.m. If you wouldn't mind standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call. We've got Jean Sawyer.
Andy Skehan.
Stephen Haxton.
Michelle Barrett.
And Don Von Mendenhall.
That's me.
This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to a board council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes, and please step up to the makeshift speaker's podium here, if applicable, and clearly state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board council wishes to extend the length of your presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board council by majority of vote. Next order of business, approval of minutes for February 24th, 2026 for possible action.
Approved.
Approval of the agenda for today, May 26th, and hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action.
Approved.
Announcements of any upcoming county or community meetings and events.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Michelle Barrett. I am the liaison for Commissioner April Becker here for District C. A few things to note, mark your calendars. We have Hot Off the Presses, and we have our monthly newsletter. All kinds of exciting stuff has happened in the month of, well, it was actually April, but everything that was going on, everything from shoes that fit. You can see we actually did a whole teacher appreciation where they got a big golden ticket, and one teacher at each of our 48 schools received a $500 shopping spree at the public education superstore for teachers. Okay. So some exciting stuff that Commissioner Becker is doing. You know, we have our market each month, which is over at Mountain Crest, the second and fourth Friday. But this, well, Friday, June 26th, is a Hawaiian market. So grab your lei, come on down, learn to hula. And there's going to be all kinds of fun stuff that night. So that's from 4 to 8 on Friday, June 26th. Otherwise, the market is on the 12th. So the 12th and the 26th for the month of June. A noteworthy item on June 13th, which is on Saturday, we're going to be doing one of those candlelight concerts. Have you ever seen those with all the lighted candles? Oh, nice. And the four-string quartet? Mm-hmm. So we're going to be doing one in Lone Mountain. And so that's on Saturday, June 13th. I believe it starts at 6 o'clock. So mark your calendars, come out and join us. I hear there's 2,000, they're LED candles because fire would be like having a heart attack. And he was actually sitting in the room when we were talking about it. And so he's like, those are not real candles. No, they're not real candles. But come out and enjoy that. Make it a date night. Yes. Let everybody know about that. Lone Mountain Park, and we'll have more information or a flyer on that coming out too. I'll email it to you. And then on July 31st, we are doing our back to school Poolapalooza again right here at the YMCA, at the pool out here. So we'll be here on that Saturday. If you've got kids, bring them by. We'll have backpacks that they can go ahead and decorate to get them ready to go back to school with some school supplies. And that'll be, I believe it's like from 12 to 2 in the afternoon, but we'll have a flyer on that as well. I know I've been trying to send out the NV Energy or power outages, so to try, as soon as they give them to me they let us know, I try to send them to everybody on the board to help, because I know that they send them out, but I'm not sure how reliable. let's just say. So as soon as they give us information, we try to get it out. So I hope that you're all doing okay today, because I saw there was another one, even though we just had one last week. So I'm sure you've got it down to a science. If there's ever anything you need or anything in that regard, please never hesitate to reach out to me. I've got a card here if you need it. Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you. Going to the planning and zoning, the first item, Miranda Fabiola and Marquez Homero Meraz, waiver of development standards to waive full off-site improvements in conjunction with a proposed single-family residence on 3.27 acres in an RS 80, which is a residential single-family 80 zone. Generally located north of Kyle Canyon Road and west of Buena Vida Street within Lower Kyle Canyon. Come on up.
Okay.
Thanks, Blaine.
Some of you I introduced myself to. I'm Blaine. Last name is Soule, S-O-U-L-E. Like Michael Bublé, only Soule instead of Bublé. I'm here representing the owner of this property along Kyle Canyon, Roselle to be exact. And so their home will be facing, I got the arrow pointing to their property there. Okay. And you can see how rural it is. Now this is interesting. I've done some research because I couldn't figure out every property I clicked all the way up to where Bureau of Land Management starts, and there's no homes at all.
There's no rhyme or reason to start. It's all over the board.
There's no property termed rural. So even where you think it's rural, Clark County doesn't consider it rural. But this is rural. And I brought, well, you can see how sparse the homes are. And then this is, they don't even have a paved road going mm-hmm. up to their property.
Welcome to Kyle Canyon.
Mm-hmm. Now, they have been asked by Clark County as part of construction of their home to pave this. Mm-hmm. And they have agreed to do that.
Perfect.
Some of that is Bureau of Land Management. So we're working with the Bureau of Land Management to obtain their property so that they can be incorporated into Clark County and have that road paved. With that said, because of this rural type area in which they live, which just isn't immediate around their home, it's the general, you know, the area. It's all this way. They are requesting a waiver for curb, gutter, and the related widening of the street pavement. They are going to pave it, but they're going to put the full width all the way to a curb and gutter, and street lights. That is, now they did agree to landscaping. They'll put landscaping not only on Roselle, but on the back, yeah, be the back of their property, because their address will be off for sale. The back of their property along Kyle Canyon, they're going to landscape as well with trees. So front and back, north property and south, is going to have landscaping. They've agreed to that. So that's not part of the waiver. Just curb, gutter, sidewalk, street lights. Did I cover everything in there? Pretty much everything you would see in a normal subdivision, especially in the city of Las Vegas area. That's what they would like to waive, just because of its rural nature. It wouldn't even look right.
So you said they are going to pave the rural?
Yes, they're going to pave all of Roselle, let's see, I think it's paved coming off of Kyle Canyon. Then the rest of the way through their property,
they're
going to pave.
So Roselle will now be paved based on that?
Yeah.
Just up to their property.
Just up to their driveway? Up to their driveway.
Oh, okay.
Can I see that cursor?
Yeah.
Yeah, please. Thank you. So here's Kyle. this is what they're paving back here, not from
Cloud Canyon.
I believe this is, not there.
This is Cloud Canyon Road.
Cloud Canyon. There's a road over here, and it's paved all the way up to here, and then over to those.
Oh, okay.
And I tried using Google Earth to look at it better, but it froze, because the internet just.
So landscape is.
Oh, there it goes, it finally caught up. Okay, so let's see. It's hard to see if it's paved or not, but I can't miss.
It's brown asphalt, which I would suggest to your customer to do, and not spend the money on paving result. That's their.
Yeah, I have to do what Public Works and Planning Board is.
So you mentioned too, landscaping is here and here and here, is that correct?
Just along here, along Rousseau, and then along.
Gotcha, okay, now I understand that, thank you.
Yep.
I guess my question is, and it would be to the homeowners as well, there is nothing that states it's rural, right?
Right.
When we look at all of the area there, it's not so rural. We have 5 and 10 acre lots, so it's really not that it's rural, it's just large acreage. I guess my question is, how long do we remain rural waiting for the next group to come and actually start making it a community?
That's a very good question. Let me bring up a case in point. We had over in Henderson, we wanted to put some developed large, nice big homes, big properties. But the neighbors got upset because we were putting in curb gutter sidewalk. And they went to the town boards and the city council. They fought and fought and fought. They didn't want curb gutter sidewalk. They wanted that rustic rural look. So this is one of those things that's like, how does it go back and forth, a battle of what people think rural should look like? Because Clark County is now saying, there's nothing so rural that you can't have curb, gutter, sidewalk, everything. Anything we turn in, no matter how far out we go, Searchlight, curb, gutter, sidewalk, they want it, every development can do.
Well, I'm personally with you and your Henderson example, because I moved out there with my horses, and it's hard. The horses slip on the paint, on the roadways, and things like that. It's difficult for them. I don't want, the light pollution from street lights.
Right.
I personally don't want to see any of that.
That's
so
the distance between the damn street lights on the city.
Yeah.
It's way too many.
Yeah.
Okay. Have to ask the question.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you for your time.
Absolutely. Anybody have any other questions?
Where is this general?
So
it's about where it turns.
Buena Vista is
right
there.
Isn't it right by Bunker Hill?
So it's just Buena Vida?
Yes. Yeah, Buena Vida,
yeah,
which is the lead west of us as well. More questions?
I move to approve.
We have to let the public.
Oh, any questions from the public? Yeah.
Okay.
Any questions? No. You move to?
I move to approve.
Steven?
I second that with the note questioning the requirement for paving of Rousseau. I don't believe it's.
You couldn't agree more, read down.
So just do what's worth to save your homeowner some cash.
Okay.
We
just experienced the comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the public about matters relevant to the board council's jurisdiction, has just been held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. If you have any, please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name, address, and spell your last name for the record. If any of the board members or council wish to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or council by majority vote. And as we just received the entrance for Metro, if they've got some announcements, please share. Now's your time.
Yeah. He's here to pick you up, not to speak. Sorry, so I'm new. My name is Officer Argo. I just started at the mountain 2 days ago.
Awesome. Great. Welcome.
Thank you. So Sergeant Pierce, I think you used to seeing him. Mm-hmm. He just had some stuff he had to take care of. So we sent you with the notes. He said the last meeting was January? Okay. So from that January meeting to today, we've had 1,028 total events. 260 of those are proactive stops. And 229 arrests or citations. And that was for like the Kyle Canyon area. And then the Indian Springs area, we had 519 total events. 119 proactive stops and 97 arrests or citations.
You guys are staying busy.
Mm-hmm. And then I can, I don't know if you need to write all these down, but I can go slower if you need to. So just a couple events and updates since the last tab on January 27th. The LVMPD MVP Director Sharon Harding retired. Former Northwest Area Command CPS Heidi Strafe has taken over. I don't know if you guys know Heidi. Snow Days Winter Festival at the Mount Charleston Library was a huge hit. Officer Harrison Malberg joined the Mount Charleston Resident Section about 2 months ago, maybe. And I was the next one after him. Officers participated in Nevada Reading Week at various schools. Did a cleanup at the Old Bend Road in Indian Springs. Nanta High School Operational Field Day event, Rebel Mountain Mount Charleston Marathon, Nevada Desert Experience Sacred Peace Walk protest. Officers participated in several Careers on Wheels events at various schools. We participated in the Indian Springs Youth Baseball Opening Day Parade. If you guys know Officer Adria Ford, if you remember, she retired. So that's whose spot I took. We did a pickup in Pine Needle. We created an event called Walk with a Cop, where at least once a month we'll go out there and walk with community members who want to walk and talk to us about stuff. We do Coffee with a Cop now, which I'm sure you guys have heard of for In Town too. Mm-hmm. So we've been doing it up there at the Indian Springs little library. And then we participated in Lundy Live event at the Lundy Elementary School. And last note he said is there's no issues with the past public safety outage management.
Perfect.
That's all I wrote down. Pass it over.
Thank you very much.
Was there any craziness over the Memorial Day weekend?
This past weekend, no. I worked Saturday, or started Sunday, and it was pretty much dead.
Okay.
Saturday, the guys told me it was pretty slow too. It was unexpected for the weekend.
Yeah, okay. Traffic was rather weak.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, the only thing we had was an exotic car club came up there towards Cathedral Rock area and kind of like took over the roadway a little bit.
Okay.
But that was it. They were all respectful.
We had gotten a report in the office that there was a fatality on Saturday. So well, we haven't been able to verify it. So.
Yeah, there was. NHP took that over.
Is that what, okay.
Yeah, I believe it was the motorcycle crash.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was on the Lee Canyon side.
Okay.
It sounds like he might have been drunk. He hit a sign, but they took it over. So as far as like, yeah, I wouldn't be able to find anything.
No worries. Thank you for just at least, computers. Yeah, because we were looking for, we got a message and we've been looking and scouring, we couldn't find it. So
yeah.
I'm like, I'll ask tonight. So
if you ask NHP, they should be able to get you.
Okay. Thank you.
Wonderful.
You might not know, you just started. Did I hear correctly that there was a vagrant arrested outside of someone's garage off of Scotty or up their barn?
How long ago do you think?
It's about a month ago.
That's probably true.
I just personally, as a citizen, I've noticed
a lot
an increased foot traffic of vagrancy, yeah. And trying to call it in to the switchboard, you know, to not emergency is,
okay.
They don't really, they're like, why are you reporting a homeless person? I'm like, because there's
yeah, no, they want a crime, right?
There's no resources, there's no reason why anybody should be walking.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Westbound on 95, so.
And are you guys are seeing it more off on Calcadian Road?
Yeah, definitely. And it's, I think it's a multitude of factors. One, the last bus stop. Two, the ongoing construction and drainage additions.
The gas station they're building over there too is probably.
Yeah, that wonderful gas station with a wonderful huge sign.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't understand.
How did they get the lumen approved for that big sign?
Well, this goes back to Michelle and county commissioner. It's like, you have all these build standards of single block over at Durango, but you come down to Horse and even Horse. Like, no one's allowed to have a 30-foot tall sign. Why all of a sudden is it like we're losing? I know it's not because it's not county anymore, it's city, but I mean, the design standards, it's like there is none.
They have different design standards, yes. It's not
how is
the
that
same
different
as
than Centennial Hills or any of the outlying areas. And then what are we falling to then as Lower Cowell Canyon? I mean, the city is now well past even North Las Vegas city standards or boundaries. Like, when is the city going to stop annexing and kind of just stick to their space?
I can let you know the commissioner is working very hard to kind of draw lines. To make it that here's where things are going to
start and stop.
Yes, but it's challenging because it actually has to go for them to give, for them to be able to give us notice. They don't technically have to give us notice. It actually has to go through the legislature, and they keep knocking that off when they try to put it on to hear it. And so there has at least been a line of communication open between our comp planning to at least say, hey, could you at least let us know? Because.
Or fill us in on the big picture here, because
I mean,
it's sporadic.
So they can annex as long as it's a congruent property. So as long as it touches a city property already, they can annex it.
Yeah.
We were entirely county.
Well, there is a point, I mean, so I'm getting, so like Sheep Mountain, like
okay.
Above that, you're more county.
Yeah, but if you look at the rest of the valley, I mean, Summerlin is county. There's whole county islands within the city.
There are.
The district.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a mess.
Mm-hmm. So she believes in, I know you just said about it, it's not technically rural, but she looks at it as rural. That's how she and is really trying to preserve what is there. And so hence why you've even seen just the name of this board is now Upper and Lower Kyle Canyon to kind of help start to distinguish, because
even there really isn't much of a Lower Kyle Canyon technically anymore.
Well, so that is lower
right.
Kyle Canyon, and where then is it going to be for upper Kyle Canyon?
Right.
So I ask for your patience. She is working. It is a process. It is a process. So she what she believes in rural preservation, the neighborhood overlays, all of those kind of things to preserve these areas.
We're kind of the last bastion out there too, upper Kyle.
Yep.
We really are, because everything else has been taken over.
Mm-hmm.
And I've lived out the Northwest for 30 years. I've been in Vegas since the 80s. I've seen it grow.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I'm looking at. And we've owned property on the mountain since the 80s, my family has. And I've watched it go from two-lane 95 to the chaos that it now is. And it's just getting worse. So we definitely deserve preservation. At some point, it has to stop.
So, and you're welcome to always reach out to the city side. I believe it's Nancy Bruni.
Mm-hmm.
So you're always welcome to reach out on that side, which I know a lot of you, when there was the possible batteries.
Oh yeah, we were there for that.
You showed up.
I still don't think that's over, but
no,
that's
not
on mute, right? I mean,
it is,
it didn't go
yeah.
before the city.
That there has
December
been, I have not heard any updates on that at this point. So, but you know what? You showed up in droves, so.
I was informed that because it's an actual utility, there's no way for us to say no to it.
That's garbage. They're absolutely
so away. That's the avenue they're taking, is it's a utility and you cannot.
They're trying to sweep it through, I guess.
Right.
I don't know.
Yes.
You should have a lawsuit up there, but.
That would be the only way to stop it.
Exactly.
Is what I was told. Is a lawsuit would be the only way to stop that taking place.
No, just city officials, since it is technically. City, it's not county. It's
right.
Like they saw the response
mm-hmm.
that was out, and I got the feeling like that's why it was so quiet. But I still concerned about if and when it will pop up. To your point, mm-hmm. all it has to do is go before the commission. So.
Okay, sorry to derail.
No, that's what this public comment is all about.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Any other public comments? Okay. Next meeting day will be July 28, 2026 at our normal location, same time, and the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you all. Appreciate you all coming out.
Welcome aboard.